The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I think this may be the most important day ever on television for millions of people. Betty and I know what it is to lose a child.
It's never fun to go through a heartache like that, but I pray that my heart never gets hardened to seeing this as we relate it to you, because there's still the need out there.
The very fact that we experience that gives us a greater desire to stop that horrible experience. I want you to just take a quick journey and glimpse the realities of what we discovered, but then you're going to go a little deeper.
Next on Life Today.
I'm James Robinson. This is my wife, Betty. We welcome you to Life Today. You know, I was just thinking that Betty and I have been doing television together for over 40 years, and I've been doing television over 50. We have been married 62 years, and I've been preaching 64. And Betty, I was thinking today, and I really hope you'll be captured by what I'm saying. I think this may be the most important day ever on television for millions of people. And I'm not talking about just millions of people that maybe need to hear truth that I believe comes from God and is so important today. When the father of lies seems to be in control of far too much of the world and this country, we've seen some miracle answers to prayer just in the last months. Miracles. And boy, did we need them, and do we need them. But Betty, I'm talking right now to a group of people that if you will understand what we're trying to share, you will know that you're going to be all the difference in the world and in life to millions of people. As a matter of fact, your response to what we share will determine the future, even the life, of millions of people. You know, Betty, when we, you know, more than 30 years ago, started going to the third world countries, and we saw starvation where thousands were buried, little children, most of them small graves. And we immediately knew we had to come back and sell things, shut things down we were doing here, and start saving lives in these third world countries. But years later, we discovered something else that was even more devastating and more deadly than starvation. We discovered what contaminated water does to precious lives, and especially children. Every 20 seconds, a child dies because of contaminated, disease-ridden water. Betty, we saw water everywhere. We saw them getting water. We didn't realize what was in that water. I want you to just take a quick journey and glimpse the realities of what we discovered, but then you're going to go a little deeper. We're going to show you very clearly how you can become the greatest miracle a person can experience. The miracle of experiencing life that you would have never thought you could possibly have.
Water, Earth's most abundant natural resource. Yet out of this abundance, only a tiny fraction of it is suitable for drinking. And suitable is a loose definition.
You know, if you were thirsty in Africa or in many of the remote parts of the world, you'd walk up to a stream like this, you'd say, oh, I've got great water. But what you don't realize is in this area alone, thousands of people got cholera, serious severe diarrhea. Many people, it cost them their children.
Our mission teams have seen these water conditions firsthand in several countries around the world, and they have ministered to families whose lives are torn apart by contaminated water.
I've sat with mothers who have just buried their children. I've cried with them, I've wept with them, asked them what they needed. You know, the only thing they would ever tell me was water. Just if we had clean water, I know my children would still be alive.
So I'm here in Boma, South Sudan with Lokonkong. She's a mother from a local little village just right up the hill here. And she brought me down to her water source, and I wouldn't let my dogs drink from this water. This is the story all over the world. Statistics show that one child will die every 20 seconds from a waterborne disease. And it doesn't have to be that way.
You know, Mabel, you see these kids down here getting this water, but this is not clean water, is it?
It's not. It's a very contaminated water. It has worms, the frogs, all the animals come here and drink from this water, so it's not really safe to drink.
I can't help but notice that they're working so hard to get water that actually, it could kill them.
Yeah, but they have no other choice.
They don't have the choice right now. It's just the death in the water. But we can give them the choice.
While the problem here is serious, the solution is surprisingly simple. A clean water well. Life Outreach and its mission partners have the experienced teams and necessary equipment ready to drill hundreds of safe, life-giving water wells around the world.
Clean water is here in this village, and it's literally giving them water for life. Thank you so much, everybody, for all that you've given, all that you've sacrificed. It has changed so many lives of children all around the world, just like here today.
Okay. Woo! Those smiles. I mean, it's like they were raised from the dead without even realizing exactly where they were headed. The mothers realized it because they had lost too many children in the villages where they lived. Betty, we couldn't believe how damaging that water was. It looked like something people would go to. They have no choice but to go to it. It's the only water they have. And after we looked at it and examined it, we knew, you know, like I said, we wouldn't let an animal drink it. I mean, it's just terrible. But that's all they have. And then, Betty, when we found out what you could do with clean water, you can't even count the millions that are saved when you put a water well in an area that's accessible. And it's been one of the greatest joys, but what I'm praying our viewers will understand is we can't do it. We can just find the problem. We can weep over it. We can wish over it. We can pray over it. But we can't do anything about it unless somebody helps us, because it costs, and this really isn't very expensive when you consider what it does. It gives life to a whole village. $4,800 drills a well. Betty, that's one of the greatest miracle truths I've ever shared.
Yeah, it really is, James. And, you know, it doesn't take us long because we know what clean water looks like. We drink fresh, clean water. But they don't know what clean water looks like, and they have to have water. And I promise you, I would not even want to put my foot in this water that they drink every day just to survive, try to survive another day. They have no means of which to change that. But you know what? We do. And I say we, you, Life Today, we have a way to make it different for them. We can drill the water wells. We can give them fresh, clean water for their precious little ones that have to have the water. And if we will help them, they can live longer lives than what a lot of them do. They lose a lot of their babies.
You know, those of you who watch us know where we found out where the problems are and where the answers are. It's missionaries. They're the ones that told us what you could do about water. Here's the miracle. You have to know the water is accessible. You can't drill a well where there's no water. Those boreholes that they were drilling that immediately became contaminated with debris that would fall down in it, but it told us that there was subsurface water. And then you could drill a test well, not a well, but a drill pipe down to find out how deep the water is. And those missionaries told us, we can have a well here, a well flowing continually that will care for the whole village. And those missionaries pointed us to the places. Then all we had to do is find somebody with a heart of love. If you will join with us, we can drill another 350 wells. We've already drilled over 8,000. We've targeted 350 desperately needy areas where we know there's subsurface water. Would you help us drill those wells? Would you? I want you to listen prayerfully, and I want you to respond as God directs. As you listen and you watch, you observe and you hear the heart of God and caring missionaries and many mothers.
On average, that's how long the human body can survive without water. In the face of death by dehydration, water like this is the only choice for many. Recently, while in East Africa, we spoke with Fatina, a mother personally impacted by this crisis. Unclean water is a common hardship throughout the world. And when something is common, it's easy to get used to. But should losing a child ever be something we get used to? Contaminated water has already taken Fatina's son. In Cambodia, Samnang lost his daughter to a waterborne illness. Miriam Vanegas from Central America stands by the grave of her 5-month-old baby boy, who died from drinking contaminated water. It came from this river, the only source Miriam has available to her. His death still haunts Miriam to this day, knowing clean water could have prevented it. For years, you've helped Life Outreach provide clean water in thousands of areas across the globe. Right now, mothers like Fatina also need clean water in their villages before tragedy strikes again.
Betty and I know what it is to lose a child. And we have talked about that. If you've watched us on television over the years, losing Robin, our baby girl, when she was 40 years old, the mother of 3 children, now 6 grandchildren she sees from heaven. Betty, as we're watching those precious mothers and families, and it was all over the world we've gone and we've seen the pain that comes, it could be so simply solved. I mean, this is just unclean water. I don't think we realize what dirty water that is actually disease-ridden is doing to take so many lives and how simply we can solve it. And the fact that the missionaries, they find disease-ridden children from contaminated water. They have pointed us to the source, the miracle. But we can't drill thousands of water wells, hundreds of water wells. You and I drill a water well every time we point to another outreach, 350, or we started sometimes 500 at a time. Whatever the needs were, wherever we found the water that could be accessed. But we can't do it without our viewers.
You know, James, like you said, we've been doing this for a long, long time. But I hope that as you watch and heard the testimonies of these family members, the mothers, the fathers, the grandfathers, all of them, their hearts were broken. I hope you felt the brokenness that they felt as their hearts were just crushed because they couldn't help their precious little ones. It's never fun to go through a heartache like that. We know, just as James said. But I pray that my heart never gets hardened to seeing this as we relate it to you, because there's still the need out there. There's still the need for the water wells. Please continue to help us. If you haven't before, join with us and let's drill the water wells. There's still those that need the fresh, clean water.
And you know, Betty, we're airing this program right now also as a special in areas where we have not aired and shared this crisis. And so we know there are many of you hearing it for the first time. Although we've been involved in saving lives for over 60 years, actually 50 on the mission fields, and literally now for nearly 30 years, fresh water. Would you please join with us to drill one of those 350 wells? You say, well, James, they're $4,800. Yes. Could you drill one? You may say, no. Could you give $1,200 and then pray three join you? You'll be amazed at how God hears those prayers of compassion. But do you know how most of the money comes for the 350 wells, the $4,800? It comes by people giving $48. That literally, no exaggeration, will basically give 10 people water the rest of their life. Where could you better put $48? 144 will give 30 people water the rest of their life. Father, please, please move the hearts and minds of people to extend their hands of love, compassion, and life. In Jesus' name, would you go get your bank card? Would you dial the number or go online, use that bank card like a check? Could you give a well? Could you give part of a well and pray others join? Could you give the $4,800? Could you give $48? Whatever it is you can do, it means life. Amen. Would you please do it? Please take the time to change a life, to extend a life. And because we're Christians, working with Spirit-filled missionaries, they're going to come to know the love of God that inspired the love that reached out to them. Please, please make the gift God put on your heart. We have some gifts to bless you, but you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving the gift of life.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Cobert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
When you lose someone you love unexpectedly, it can feel like your whole world is falling apart. It's almost too much to bear. If you know my story, you know I lost my husband in 2001 to a tragic scuba diving accident. I'd give just about anything to go back in time and stop that from happening. And while I know God has never abandoned me, I've learned some memories stay with you for the rest of your life. Recently in East Africa, I got to visit people with some very fresh memories, people who lost loved ones of their own. And in a way, I feel connected to them. My husband died in the water, and her husband died because of water and the lack of good, clean water. Because the water they need to drink every day in order to live, well, it's killing them. Water that looks like this and this. Water that looks like this. These precious people don't have a choice in the water they drink. Right now, it's this or it's nothing. But you and I have a choice, a life and death choice. Not life and death for us, but for them. So will you please choose to partner with Life Outreach today? Will you help give water for life? So that we can give them water like this.
Oh, I love to watch that water flow. You know, I see the sorrow that contaminated water brings, but I see the joy just when a fresh water well explodes up out of the ground before it is piped and capped and the pump put in that's accessible even for a child to work and gives a whole village water. You know, we put our arms around Tammy, and Life Outreach put our arms around Tammy not long after she lost her husband. But it wasn't long after that Tammy joined us, and she began to put God's arms around people all over the world. Tammy, I just look at you and say to you now, thank you for helping us love so many people all over the world. You know, we lost a child, which certainly helps us understand the pain, perhaps more clearly than some, of losing a family member, a child. You, a husband. Well, you know, the very fact that we experience that, I feel like gives us a greater desire to stop that horrible experience, especially when it can be so easily cured. It's not even like finding some miracle drug or surgery for a disease, but giving fresh water, giving food, we can save lives. And Betty, that's what we've been doing now for years. We have literally been putting God's loving arms around people that never knew anybody would notice or care. But people like you, yes, like you, have cared so much that you would get a bank card, get a checkbook, get cash, and immediately give life. Would you do this, please? Would you go get your bank card and use it like a check? Could you give $48? Did you know that $144 will give life to 30? Where could you better put that? To save life, to give life, and we'll share the source of everlasting life. But please, please do it. Is there any way you could give a well? Betty and I made a commitment when we started drilling the wells that every time we called for an outreach, we would ask God to let us give a well. They started at $3,600. They went to $4,800 several years later, and miraculously, the cost has stayed there. That's a miracle. We ask God, let us give one. Would you ask Him to let you give one? Give a well, give $1,200, join us praying three more join you. Could you give $2,400 and one join you? Another well. There's a level at which you can participate. Please, dial that number, go online, use that bank card like a check. If you write a check, make it to life. That's what you're giving. We have some beautiful gifts to give you. But please know, you can't give a greater gift than life. Thank you for doing it right now. Please do it.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Cobert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I want to hold this bronze up. It's the Lion of Judah. He's our great protector throughout eternity now. And the cross is the power. It's the power of the cross, Betty, that puts the love in our heart and the hearts of people like you to give people the life. Jesus died to give us and will live forever to shelter us and shadow us and protect us throughout eternity. Thank you for helping. Pray many join you. I believe they will. Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.